Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Well, here we are on a Friday again, a rainy Friday morning. Time to talk music news with our music expert, Gary Graff. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning. It's raining here, too.
Is it?
Yep.
And I started the show off by saying, I love a rainy night. Then we started talking about Eddie Rabbit, and he's passed away, and it was kind of a bummer to start the show that way.
Yeah.
From Brooklyn, was never really accepted by the country music industry. Any other thoughts on Eddie Money before we put this one to bed?
Eddie Rabbit, no. I mean, he
Eddie Money?
Eddie Rabbit, I'm sorry. I got the poor guy's name wrong the second time around. Man, he's taking a beating on this show today. Where do we start? Gene Simmons says, maybe I'll back off on that trademark thing.
Yeah, last week he tried to, news surfaced that he was trying to trademark the devil's horn sign, the hand sign, and immediately got a beat down, from everybody, from, Ronnie James Dio fans, because, Dio was so associated with the devil's horns, to a band called Coven, which on the cover of its 1969 album was flashing the devil's horn. So the file at the U.S. Trademark and Patent Office now says that the application's been withdrawn.
Smart move
on Gene's part.
So he was serious enough to actually file an application. It wasn't just talk. It was...
Or he figured, we can make a little news with this.
Yeah, that could be too.
Boy, when I think of Twitter wars, I sure don't think of David Crosby being in one, but he is.
Well, it's not a Twitter war. No, it's not a Twitter war. He's in a commercial.
Oh, it's a new ad. Okay.
It's an ad for Twitter. It's okay. David Crosby and Chance the Rapper together again for the first time. And it plays on the kind of animosity Crosby has expressed for hip-hop. So you have Chance the Rapper tweeting to fans, what should I play in my next tour, this and that, and then Crosby responding, oh, how about something with real instruments or real music, basically playing the crotchety, get off my lawn guy. And, it's played for fun, and it's actually quite a funny ad. So,
he's got that Kit Kat ad.
Right.
He does.
Chance
You're right.
Rapper.
You're right. He does. I forgot about that.
Oh, no, Chance is all over the place. And I'll tell you what, Chance is a good guy. Not only is he a good rapper, but he's doing his whole thing independently. He's not working with major labels or record companies or anything. And he's doing a ton of charitable work in Chicago, where he's from.
Didn't he give $1 million to the Chicago School Board?
The public schools.
Public schools, yeah.
And he does all sorts of other things. He does things with students. I mean, the guy's really kind of a stand-up citizen here.
That's awesome.
It's a fun ad, and it's fun to see a lighthearted side of David Crosby, given, all the stuff that's gone on the past year or so between him and Neil Young and him and Graham Nash.
What's going on between them?
Oh, they had some sort of falling out. Nash has been out there saying, Crosby has offended him beyond repair at this point.
Graham Nash is the most unoffendable guy in the world, isn't he?
If something happened, something really happened. I mean, Graham Nash always had Crosby's back and was always picking him up when he fell down, which was a lot. So I don't know exactly, Nash won't say exactly what it was Crosby did, but he's definitely, they're definitely on the outs. Everybody, the whole band, all four of them right now are going their separate ways. Stills is doing the most interesting thing. He just announced his first ever album with Judy Collins, who's, of course, the inspiration for Sweet Judy Blue Eyes. They were boyfriend and girlfriend back in the late 60s,
sure.
And they're doing a tour together. This summer, starting in July, and then come September, they're releasing an album together.
So boy,
that's kind of interesting.
Are they going to sell arthritis remedies at the gate on that one?
Whatever corporate sponsor wants on board, they're
exactly.
Welcome.
And, you hope somebody's creative enough to realize that's where the market is.
Brought to you by Icy Hot.
Their money spends same as anybody else's. Chad Kroeger, what's this feud? Chad Kroeger can't catch a break. Nickelback is just rock's punching bag.
Well, Chad kind of started this. He was talking to, I forget who he was doing the interview with, but they got onto the subject of Stone Sour, the band. This is the band that Corey Taylor from Slipknot, it's his other band. And Chad kind of said, yeah, they want to be Slipknot, or they want to be Nickelback. They're Nickelback light. And then he made fun of Corey Taylor and Slipknot and the mask and everything. So and then Corey Taylor slapped back at Chad Kroeger and said some not so nice things about him. Stone Sour's guitarist joined the fray just yesterday. So, you know, it's a whole brouhaha. Meanwhile, Nickelback kicks off its tour tonight for its new album.
Where were all these horrible, mean things being said? Is this?
These are through interviews.
Okay,
various interviews,
so mostly
radio interviews. Yeah, they haven't gone onto Twitter yet, but except for people spreading that word.
Not to anti-social media.
And
yet.
Just to be clear, I think Corey Taylor is right here. Daughtry is actually Nickelback Light.
Oh,
if you were looking
without a doubt,
that would be Daughtry.
It was kind of like, you know, with Chad, it really was kind of like a really you're going to go here, you know, you're trying to promote a new album and stuff, and you're gonna start dissing a very respected musician in the heavy music community.
Well, here's something that's not going to go well for Nickelback and Chad Kroeger. Foo Fighters announced a new album and tour.
Yeah, come September, the Foos are going to be putting out a brand new album called Concrete and Gold. That's September 15th. They already put out one single from it called Run, and they've been touring in Europe performing. You know, each night they've been pulling out one or two new songs from the album. Last night in Latvia, they played a song called Sunday Rain that's being sung by Taylor Hawkins, the drummer. They've announced an extensive U.S. North American tour that's going to begin on October 12th and take them around the country. So, you know, the Foos are back. Dave Grohl is saying that this is the heaviest record they've ever done. He also says there's a bunch of guest appearances, including one he calls the biggest pop star on the planet. So now everybody's trying to figure out who that is. The smart money seems to be on Adele. You know, he said these are guests that will surprise us.
Yeah, since Michael Jackson's not with us anymore.
No. I mean, you know, it's possible Paul McCartney, you know, because he's worked with Dave Grohl before. So that wouldn't be a bad guess. But you know, for some reason, a lot of people are hanging on that it's Adele. So we'll see. They say they're not going to announce it until the album actually comes out. You know, they'll announce the song, the track list, but they won't say who the guests are.
Okay.
So that'll keep us guessing. And they're playing. Meanwhile, they're playing at the Glastonbury Festival in England this week, and their contract rider surfaced, has been leaked on the internet, and unfortunately, nothing out of the ordinary. They want Fiji water and soda water and, you know, milk, Diet Coke.
They want stuffed lambs and white roses and all that Mariah Carey stuff.
Not even that stuff. Like avocados, tomatoes, bananas, apples, pears, seedless grapes.
A certain candle, maybe? Do they need a certain candle scent?
Nope. One dark chocolate bar. One. I mean, it's like not even the case of them
Just for one guy.
So it's like, you know, really, you're going to be that normal? You know, you'd think they'd have something better, but I guess not.
So eight kids is enough for Mick Jagger at 74?
Eight is enough. This is according to his brother, Chris Jagger. Chris is playing the Glastonbury Festival as well, and he did an interview to promote it, and they were asking him about, you know, his latest nephew, you know, who's younger than all of their grandchildren at this point. And he said, Mick is going to go get his snip, is what he said. And Mick Jagger has not confirmed that, but it sounds like he may, you know, at least according to his brother, it's time to shut down the factory and enjoy, he's in his mid-70s now, probably not a time to be having any more new babies other than the one he has.
40 years ago, he should have stopped having new babies.
Yes, there are some people who would say that too, but he seems to be taking measures to make sure there will be no more fatherhood.
All right, then. No more. Yeah.
You know, years ago, Brian said to me, Bono is really good with working with whoever is in power, whether
Isn't
it's a Democrat or a Republican. Bono doesn't care. He just cares about getting his things done.
Right.
And he was in Washington again this week.
Yeah. He met on Wednesday with a bunch of GOP leaders, including Paul Ryan, you know, Speaker of the House, and the Majority Leader, Kevin McCarthy.
Also, do you think Paul Ryan has a Bono bobblehead in his office now? Because he has a Bob and Brian one.
You know, if not a bobblehead, I know he has a picture of him.
Or maybe an album or a CD Bono, or a gold record.
Yeah, and Bono also, he paid a visit to the office of Steve Scalise, the House Majority Whip, who was shot, you know, in that baseball field attack. And I guess he visited the staffers there, and he signed a get well card for Scalise. And you know, this is Bono doing. He has humanitarian concerns. He has his one campaign organization, and that to him, it doesn't matter, Democrat, Republican, he wants to fight AIDS and poverty around the world. So he was, but I'm sure there were some charged discussions, you know, with, you know, with this group. I would suspect trying to encourage them to keep the U.S. active in world concerns. You know, so that would be my guess about how Bono would approach it. But,
well, then a couple of weeks ago, he had his picture. There was a picture posted to him in G-Dub.
Yeah,
George W. Bush.
Yeah, he had made friends with him. He had made friends with who's the forever senator from Georgia? Why am I blanking on this now?
Forever senator from
Strom Thurmond.
Oh,
He came. Strom Thurmond came to a U2 gig. You know, and hung out. So really? Yeah, Bono's. You know, he's all about the cause, not about anything partisan. And good for him.
I give my partner credit. He said that years and years ago.
Yeah.
Bono doesn't really care who's in power. I got to get stuff done here.
My God, exactly. Strom Thurmond lived to be 100 years old.
I know, and he did that. And then also on the U2 front, the bassist, Adam Clayton, is going to receive this year's Stevie Ray Vaughan Award from the Music Cares Foundation, and that's for his support of Music Cares, which, you know, they help musicians in need, particularly in need of overcoming substance addiction. You know, Adam Clayton did that in his life many years ago at this point. So that'll be next week. There's a big gala in New York where U2 is going to play in some hotel ballroom, which would be kind of cool.
Yeah, seeing U2 in a ballroom rather than a stadium.
That would be a lot of fun.
All right, what's our last story? We're getting late.
Boy, what is our last story? Let's go. You guys always do this to me.
I know. Let's throw it in your lap.
Let's go with, let's go back to Germany for a second. Angus Young sat in again with Guns N' Roses, you know, came on stage and did a whole lot of Rosie and Riff Raff. If you go to the Guns N' Roses Facebook page, you can see a whole lot of Rosie on there. And, you know, of course, you know, the connection there is Axl Rose having been the fill-in singer for AC/DC last summer, you know, in Europe and then late summer in the U.S. So, and Guns N' Roses, meanwhile, is rolling, you know, they're playing Europe through the middle of July, then they're back here a week later to kick off the U.S. tour.
All right. Thanks, Gary.
There you go. You got
So what is Angus's status these days?
No, he's not saying.
Okay.
We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know if there is a next AC/DC. We haven't heard much about this hearing aid that Brian Johnson, you know, supposedly got from a hearing doctor fan. So, you know, it's all up in the air right now.
How come more guys who have been up on stages for years and years aren't more deaf?
What? Many of them have suffered varying degrees of hearing loss. Almost all of them have tinnitus.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, and in Brian Johnson's case, it was rock and roll exacerbated by auto racing.
Okay.
So he had a double win.
There's always something going on.
The two loudest things I can do in the world, right? Those are my favorite things.
That's what I'm going to do.
All right, Gary, thanks for the time this morning.
You guys have a great weekend.
Gary Graff, you get him on Fridays.